So we're going to attempt to do this like we've done in previous years. And the tzura has been that we don't do all the kinois. We follow the notion toiv ma'at, the kavana, yoyse meharbe, shaloi b'chavana. Try to take something qualitatively out of this as opposed to quantity without any toichen, chalila. And this is not our way, it has not been our way over this time to explain the kinos in the historical context or to try to explain the meaning on a simple level as to each and every kina. Rather, usually it's been to try to say a story or an inyan which is connected to the kina. This year we're not even going to do that so much. We're going to sing. We'll share some thoughts along the way. B'siyata d'shmaya. But just as a hakdama, which I hope puts the kinos into context for this year for us. One of the mysteries, one of the difficulties which we have when it comes to kinos is the language. But the language is so difficult to understand what it is in Lashon HaKodesh. And even when it's translated into English, even the article is hard to understand. It's just, it's poetry. And the reason why that is, the Kalir, Tzichat Tzadav HaKodesh Lidrocha, comprised many, many of these kinois, which the tzaddikim say that he had the neshama of David HaMelech. So Rabbanim says, that the Kalir, when he comprised and composed these kinois, he says that it wasn't a chiddush like a composition. He explains that he was a hilig tzaddik, and he was in the Olamos, and he heard the way that the malachim, that they said kinois, and with the mizmorim which he comprised, he heard the way that they sang mizmor to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he wrote those down. And I think that really is makarv a little bit and makes us feel a little better about this, because they're not human words. He wasn't writing it for human beings. He didn't even write it. Of course, he takes credit for it. He worked very hard to compose it, so to speak. But he went into the olamos and he brought down to human beings what malachim sing, what malachim cry, how they express themselves in that eloquent way before the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if it seems like it's from a different world, then it is. And on some level, this is perhaps the best hakdama for us coming into this, because I think many times we feel like it's sluggish, and we skip more than one at a time. We're like, Baruch Hashem, we're getting closer to the end, which is a good feeling in a sense. We hope that there should be a very quick end to all the kinos. It's not something which we like to do. It's something which we have to do. The Baruch Shalom wants us to do it. And so, of course, we can have tremendous dveikus in doing it too. Pinchas Kartzer says that we have to conduct ourselves according to the Zman. That if the Zman is, that the Shechina is on the floor, so we go on the floor. Mahu afata. But there's an achama in the kinos now. But even in this part of the day, which is not really the Zman yet of the Chama, there's an achama in knowing that the kinos which we're saying, that the Kaliyah, that he went up to the heavens and he brought down things for us. Brought down things for us to say. But then there's another kasha now, so then what's the gisha to that? So I don't understand the Perisha Milas, and it gives me a nechama to know that the tzaddik went up and he brought it down for us, and I'm saying these words which the malachim saying, but how does that inspire me? How does that give me the takeaway for the day, for the kinos which I'm supposed to walk away with? I think Rabbanim comes and helps us again. It's Parshas Latzchana this week, although it seems very far away because we're in Tisha B'Av and it seems like Shabbos will be forever from now. But he says in Parshas Latzchana, and we know Vatzchana is the root of all tefillah. Vatzchana is the gematria tefillah. So he comes to explain that which David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Va'anis tefillah. Va'anis tefillah. Rabbanim said a mashal to this. What does David HaMelech mean when he says Va'ani Sfila? He says a mashal to a person who's walking with clothes, very fine clothes. But he's very poor, but he's dressed very nice. And he goes over to a gvir and he says, can I please have a donation? Can I please have some tzedakah? He says, such a person needs to be mar bidvarim. He really needs to make a good case to the gevir why he should give him tzedakah, because the impression of the gevir when he sees this yid is that he's taken care of. He looks healthy, he's dressed nicely. So he needs to convince the gevir now with a lot of riboy and tachanunim that he's a very difficult matzav and he needs the money very much. However, says Rabbanim, that when a Jew comes barefoot, and he's not wearing any clothes, and he looks like his tzuras upon him is very dim. So he says, as soon as he comes in front of the gvir, he knows right away the matzav is difficult. He doesn't have to say anything. He says, Rabbanim, kei nefesh ha-yisraeli. This is the Jewish neshama. Im day reishu mevakesh ha-yisrael yisbarach be-emes v'li bay nishbar b'kirbari al goyil ha-yisrach kusay ha-tena az ha-baychin chayas mashir v'chol meni shuas. If a Jew comes before the Rabbanu Shalom in a broken state, that he has a broken heart, then Rabbanu Shalom looks at him, he takes one look at him, and he says, this Jew needs a Yeshua. He needs lots of Yeshuas. He says, this is Pshad Va'ani Tfila. I am a Tfila. Because such a great Tsar Meriris that I'm so broken, I don't need to say anything. Lanisaiti, this really is a Tisha B'Av message for us. Because really the day of Tisha B'Av is that there's no tefillos on Tisha B'Av. Gam ki ezak v'ashaveya asasam tefilasi. Sakaisa mi'ananlach mi'arva tefillah. There's no tefillos today. There's no tefillin today, there's no tzitzis till later on, so then the windows open up. But why do they open up? We have to open them up. It doesn't just open up. Something happens in the morning that opens it up. In a certain sense, on Tisha B'Av, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu closes the gates and he says, no tefillahs today. And we come and we take off our shoes and we take off our Shabbos clothes like we just did. And we come to Rabbanu Shalom with a dark face, with a dark countenance, and we're sitting on the floor. We're broken. The reason why we're sitting on the floor is because we're broken. We don't have the raglines to stand on before the Rabbanu Shalom. What we're saying to the Rabbanu Shalom is that we're saying we have no words. We don't even need to say anything today. We're coming to you with a Lev Nishbar and we're saying we have nothing to say. The tefillahs are not going to be tefillahs today. Va'ani tefillah. I'm going to be the tefillah today. Just take one look at me. And don't look at my gashmias, because like Rabbanim said, he's not looking at how we physically look, but the physical, how we appear physically with the clothes which we wear, is just a manifestation. It's a siman to the Rabbanu Shalom what's going on inside. That the Levushim are speaking to the Jewish Neshama and it's saying, feel broken before the Rabbanu Shalom. Don't you know that there was a shir in the Beis HaMikdash today? And the Beis HaMikdash is the heart of the Jewish people. That means that today is a day of shiras halev. Today is a shiras halev. And in an ironic way, but in a true sense, that's the shirish of all tefillah. Because in the shirish, you don't need to do what the shirish is. The sun doesn't need to be meir its rays of light by the sun. The sun itself is shining. It doesn't need to give rays to itself. It just is. It's a ball of light. So on a day where we don't give tefillahs, it can't be that there's a day without tefillahs. You can't ask the Jewish soul not to daven. He's a metzias of tefillah to Rabbanu Shalom. It's just that by not davening and bringing the broken state, this is the shayrish from where all tefillahs come from. So today, in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that we come to the place to the root of where all tefillahs come from. Va'ani tefillah. We don't need to say anything. The Rebbeinu Shlom should just look at the Jewish people and say, this is the people which needs Yeshuas. Open up the gates in the afternoon. Open up all the gates. Lay this Mashiach. And they surround them for the Gula Shlema. Chol mini Yeshuas. Mashiach loy bekol mini Yeshuas. Just sing the song about Havyaisim al Hakachi. Hilchot Kartzer says, but we're going to see that it was completely necessary that the Beis Hamikdash should be built in order to be Megal of the Arav Mashiach. That we're going to look back at the Churban Beis Hamikdash and we're going to say, oh, Baruch Hashem, you did that, because we wouldn't have this Arav without that Churban. That in a certain way, the Beis Hamikdash's standing was a machitza to the Arav of the Hiskalus of that Arav. Whatever that means. One thing is very clear, and we say this every year almost now, is that the Beis HaMikdash has many names. It's called the Beis HaBechira, called the Beis HaMikdash, called the Beis HaShareva, called the Devir Kachai, Nevei Kachecha, many, many names. Apir Yoin. Rebbeinu Shlom says, I'm not satisfied with any of those names. That's not the real name for the bias. The real bias, the real name of that bias is going to be Ki Beisi Beis Tfila Yekari. Hashem is going to give a new name to the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be called the Beis Tfila. And Shlomo HaMelech wanted that to be that. Because when he dedicated the first Beis HaMikdash and he brought all the Kabbanas, he said to Rebbeinu Shlom, even when a guy comes here and he davens here, you need to answer his tfilas. If you don't answer the Yiddish tefillahs, we know that tefillah is something more than just making requests and having them answer. But when a guy comes, answer his tefillahs. But such a Beis HaMikdash wasn't his time, although Shlomo HaMelech knew, which is why he said, Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis HaDavid. It's called the Bayis of David. He wanted it that it should be the Beis Tefillah. But it wasn't Zaych, it should be called the Beis Tefillah. It was called the Beis HaMikdash. Because Shlomo was a man of Chachma, and Chacham is Kedusha, Chachma is Kedusha. So it was called the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem Yisroch says, I will not forget David HaMelech and his tefillah. So David HaMelech is the man of Ani tefillah. Because tefillah is something which is higher than davening even. Tefillah is the person. It's the Shviras HaLev. It's not what we say. It's how and who we are when we say it. So today where there's no tefillahs, today is the Shirish of all tefillahs. Thank you. And Hazayim and Vidim were planting seeds for the Rosh Hashanah, for Makipurim, where we're going to see the tefillahs before. But we can't get to that place of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur until we plant the seed and we're koyveya very strongly the aside of all tefillahs versus Tisha B'Av. That's the chorah why Pashas Vashan follows Pashas Devarim. And it follows Tisha B'Av. Because Parshas Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's Techa to Bnei Yisrael, and he says Eicha Esa Levadi. He mourns about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Then after all of that, in Shabbos Chazayin and the Churban Beis Hamikdash and Tisha B'Av, the opening words we have on Shabbos and Shabbos Nachum are going to be Veschan and El Hashem. Veschan El Hashem means more like I am Metzias of Tefillah. That's why Moshe Davin 515 Tefillahs. He became a Chetza of Tefillah. The Sfarim teach it that way. They say that it's referring to Tisha B'Av, because it doesn't say what the Esahi is. So the Sfarim say, V'aschan el Hashem ba'isahi, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a remnant that the tefillahs that we give to Hashem on Tisha B'Av, what tefillahs are we giving? We're not giving any tefillahs to Rebbeinu Shlom. Mincha will give tefillahs, and will be already the beginning of that chiddush called Beis Tefillah Yikarei. But right now, it's just the Sfiras Alev. So we're bringing in early Nechama now, and that we're going to say a lot of things which we don't understand. But that's not what makes it or breaks it. What makes it is what breaks it is what makes it. That broken heart that we have in front of the Baruch Shalom, that we're sitting here, we should internalize what this means, that we're in a state of Havani Tula. So it doesn't matter what comes out. But the more that we're able to resonate with that means, that Shfiras HaLev, Shfiras HaMikdash, so we're moving into that Nakuda Pnimi of what this man is really about. So for us to stay here and to talk about historical context of Kinos and things like that will just be a distraction. It's the Nigun in which we're going to sing, and it's just the Matzav Ruach of Asif Asifim Lum Hashem, of Chever coming together and trying to connect with each other in a meaningful way of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we don't know what we're doing, but He should give us the Siyata Deshmaya to be able to be in whatever space and heart and neshama He wants us to be in, whatever gives Him that Nachas Ruach, that Akinas, that He should make them and make many tikkunim, Mishu B'zeicha, to be Magishtan and to see that with our eyes.